Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, good news to end the week. Wheat prices a little bit higher.
Yeah, we got a good rally in the wheat market. We got a 10 cent higher increase in the futures market than we did in the cash prices because some elevators in Oklahoma lowered their basis by 10 cents and that lowered the cash price 10 cents. Not overall, we still got a price rally, but it's 10 cents less than we got in the futures.
And let's talk globally now. How are those world conditions for crops looking?
If you look at the 2016 crop conditions, in the Ukraine, there's 10, less planted acres. It's not in very good conditions. There's some potential production decisions in the former Soviet Union countries and in Russia. You look at the U.S. crop, though, the winter wheat crop, it looks like it's in relatively good condition. As far as planted acres in Oklahoma, it's hard to tell, but probably right now the estimate's going to be slightly less for both the soft red and the hard red winter wheat, and probably equal to slightly higher in Oklahoma.
With some of that in mind, where do you think prices then will go from here?
Well, I think prices, say, between now and early January, we're going to get some rallies like we did this last week. There's not much volume in the market during this holiday time period. You'll get some producers that'll come in and be selling some wheat off to get the Christmas money. You won't have the buyers on the other side, and so you'll get the price rallies or the price declines. I think we got to wait till in January to see where prices will be, and that early January price will set the stage for the 2016 year. As we look into harvest, that July contract, KC contract, is 20 cents higher than the March contract. I think that's good news. And if you look at the basis that's being offered, if you're off the March contract for current prices, you got about a 60 cent to 70 cent under basis. But if you look at July 16th, you've got a 30 to a 45 cent basis. So you've got 20 cent higher futures price, you got a 20 cent lower basis. It gives you about 40 cents premium as you're looking out to July versus now, and so semi-optimistic for prices.
With that in mind, your advice for producers this time of year?
Well, producers that are holding the wheat, it's just to flip the coin whether to sell it or not. I do think we're on the floor. All the bad news is in the market. And I did. The other thing that happened this last week is the value of the dollar decreased by a couple points. I think that was another reason we saw some of that price rally. If that dollar's peaked out, I think we've got all the bad news in the market. You know, Argentina with doing away with their export tax at 25% that makes their wheat cheaper on the market. I think all the negative news is in. I'm really just cautiously optimistic about prices as we go into the year and as we get into the next harvest.
Okay, we'll take it. Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.